It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4. CBS brought to you by GEICO. Great news. You can save a bunch of money. Switch to GEICO. Go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. You got to get on PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's like tonight. I hit Cincinnati both ways to win in their bowl game. I hit Tennessee over Indiana both ways to win, and it was a straight pick 'em. You go back to Wednesday, 6-2 in college bowl games, 8-4 in college hoops. Tuesday night, 86% in the NBA. I had another big night tonight in the NBA. Monday night, 64% of my bets hit, 88% college bowl picks hit. I mean, I'm just absolutely killing it. So sign up. Believe me, you're going to love it. It's cheap. The return is sickening. PharrellOnTheBench.com. The wild cards are this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and you get all my picks throughout the playoffs all the way to Miami. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. There you go. 855-212-4CBS. So I've heard all I can take about the Saints have this great defense, and it's the hardest place to win in the NFL. Do you believe that? Do you believe that New Orleans is the hardest place to win in the NFL? I think Gillette is still. And I think that they want revenge still from that Minneapolis disaster.
Well, look, this is their third crack now here. This Saint team, this group that they have together. 2 years ago, they lose on the miracle play to the Vikings, right? The play, last play of the game.
Right.
The dopey miss, you know, Diggs goes in and they lose that game. They had that game won in Minnesota.
Right.
Fluke loss, it is what it is. Last year, they're building NFC title game. They lose because of the call.
The Rams.
The awful call at the end. Here we go now. Now it's another year. They don't have home field. They're going to have a home game this week. They're going to have to go on the road after that to Green Bay if they win. What happens if they don't make it this year? How many more cracks is Peyton and Bree going to get here? So I still believe they're going to the Super Bowl. I think the Saints are going to come out of the NFC.
So you think they're going to win this game, then go to Green Bay and beat Rodgers at Lambeau?
Yeah, I do. I think that, in fact, that's not the game I'm quote-unquote worried about.
You're worried about the Niners.
That would be the game that, you know.
So what would happen? So the Seattle-Philly winner goes to San Francisco.
Correct.
And who do you like in that game, Seattle or Philly? You're on Philly last night.
I think Philly's going to win the game on Sunday. But I think that Seattle would have a better chance to win in San Francisco.
Miles Sanders' ankle, hopeful to practice tomorrow. Source says he wants to play against Seattle, barring a setback. It's a low ankle injury, so the issue has been inflammation. He's improving. He wants to play, according to sources. And then here you go. Texans and Pats, both to win, was boosted to plus 170 in terms of advanced parlays, enhanced parlays. Watson to record 300-plus passing yards, and Texans to win boosted to plus 450. And that's against your team, right? He's not throwing for 300-plus against that defense. Good luck. You're going to lose that bet. That's why that number's so high, that you'll make all that money that you're not going to make. That's what that is. Be careful with that bet. The Chiefs head into the postseason with confidence of a complete team. I will not deny, well, they're 12-4. They scored at least 30 points 7 times, twice hit 40, and were held below 20 just once. Mahomes eclipsed 4,000 yards despite missing most of the 3 games with a knee injury. They won shootouts against the Ravens, the top seed in the AFC, and the Lions in consecutive weeks. They put together a string of 10 straight quarters without allowing a touchdown during the final 3 weeks of the regular season. Do you think the Chiefs are good enough now, Carver High, to do it? With Mahomes.
I do. I think that they could come out of the AFC.
Chiefs Saints.
I'd enjoy that.
I could live with that.
I could live with that game.
What about you, Mafia? Do you buy the Chiefs?
I don't buy them as much this year as I did last year, but they've definitely come on a lot more in the second half of the season. I remember when we were sitting here.
So you're more on the Ravens?
I think they are the more complete team.
Right.
I think they probably have a better chance because I think if you, you know, can run the ball like they do and keep Mahomes off the field for as much as you can of the game,
right,
that's the way to beat them. And I think that's, you know, perfect for them. That's the scenario that they need to play out.
Winners of five straight, the Seahawks in the series have not lost to the Eagles since 2008. They've won seven of the eight matchups against the two teams since 2005. The Eagles have not won two games in a row over the Seahawks since 2001 and 2002. Wilson has never lost to the Eagles. He's 4-0 since he became a starter. Does any of that affect your decision-making, that they've owned him and that Russell Wilson's never lost to him? Or is that just charts and graphs?
I mean, listen, when a number sounds like that, you have to consider it.
You got to respect it a little.
You, of course, have to respect it a little. I just, I like this Philly team against Seattle on Sunday. I don't know what it is. All the numbers say not to do it. But just something with me just thinks that Peterson and Wentz at home on Sunday are going to beat them.
Reasons to be optimistic about the Packers' chances. Their defense is getting it done. Mike Pettine's defense gave up the second fewest points, fourth fewest yards per play, third fewest first downs, fifth lowest third down conversion percentage, and the lowest opposing passer rating and completion percentage in the NFL. Did you know their Packer defense was that good?
I didn't realize it was that good. I knew it was much better than they've had been in the past because this has not been the typical Aaron Rodgers Green Bay team where they just light you up throwing the ball over the field. He's obviously got some great connection with Adams at times, but a lot of it has been the running game and the defense, which is not what you usually have with him with how much you're paying him and how you usually construct that team. So I knew they were good. I didn't realize they were that high in the NFL rankings.
How about Mason Crosby? He's kicked 62 of 65 field goals. Can you believe that? I mean, that's pretty impressive. He's going to have an edge over anybody kicking at Lambeau, that's for sure. And then you always have to factor in Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers is playing hot right now. And bottom line is he keeps getting it done. Did you see him come back against the Lions? He should have never had any business being in that game. You know he can kill you at any second of any game. Mr. Football in Youngstown, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scotty, long time.
How you been, Mr. Football?
I'm surviving, buddy. I'm a survivor. On my birthday, nothing better than to hear from you.
You're the man. Happy birthday.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Thank you. Hey, Scotty, off the track, what does the Browns have to do to get back? Obviously, get a new coach. In your opinion, what do we need to do up there?
Well, I mean, it's the same thing every year, isn't it? Isn't this the same conversation every year? They're a disastrous football organization. That's all there is to it. I don't want to hear it anymore about how the Browns are going to the Super Bowl or the Browns are the favorite betting team for the Super Bowl. It's a joke. It's got to be a joke. I mean, that it can't be serious that all these people bet on them to win the Super Bowl is the most laughable thing I think I've ever seen. Remember at the beginning of the season in training camp, I was laughing at this suggestion. I literally did entire shows about how funny it was that people would actually bet their hard-earned money on the Cleveland Browns to win anything. I mean, let alone a regular season game, let alone Super Bowl. To win the Super Bowl, the Cleveland Browns, that's the furthest thing from reality on the face of the earth. I think they need to hire an experienced coach and stop with all this BS hirings they've done. The coaches they've hired have been embarrassing. So they need to make the right move. I'm okay with Carver High's Mike McCarthy last night. What are they waiting for? I mean, let him slip through your fingers and you can end up with you know, look, if they can get Urban Meyer, I'll take him over Mike McCarthy. Fair enough. Bring in Urban Meyer. Let's see what he does in the NFL. He's been a great coach in college. Does not necessarily guarantee that it's going to translate into the NFL. But, I mean, I would think that, fair enough, that would be a risk worth taking, if you ask me, is hiring Urban Meyer to coach him. And then if they get Urban Meyer, I'm sure that he'll have all the power, too. He's not going to have some GM telling him what to do. He'll be the GM and coach.
Well, that's the thing. They're talking about hiring the coach first before the GM, which seems to be a recipe for disaster with a lot of teams. And to me, it feels even riskier when you're talking about possibly a guy like Urban Meyer who hasn't been in the NFL. to then have control over who his boss is going to be and what personnel he's going to bring in when he's never done it at this level.
Yeah, well, he's done everything else. So I think that if they give it to him, you can't argue that they're going to give him all the power. If he gets hired by Haslam, his buddy, they're going to give him the keys to the castle. I don't think they'll hire a GM. I think he'll be the GM and the coach and everything else. He'll be the head chef, too. Don't you think Carver High, if they hire Urban Meyer, that'll be that?
Yeah, look, I don't like it at all. I don't like anybody to hire him for an NFL job. I think it's too risky. Look at it. It almost never works out. You take one of these big college coaches who all they've ever done is coach in college, and it just...
And that's what the Giants are going to do with Rule?
Rarely works out. I mean, even Rule, like, Rule... You know, Rule has worked in the NFL. Now he's had a couple of college jobs. You know, Temple, Baylor. I'm talking more the guy who's been a college lifer.
Right.
You look at the Nick Sabans, the Steve Spurriers. There's so few examples of it hitting like Jimmy Johnson. You know, it's just Dennis Erickson. You go on and on. It almost never works. It's very risky to go the Urban Meyer route when he's never done anything.
So you'd rather have Mike McCarthy over him?
100%.
There you go. 855-2124-CBS. Chris in Birmingham on the Jocks.
How you doing, Scotty?
I'm all right, brother.
Oh, man. I just want to discuss, I would discuss more about him, but you already went over it with the first caller you had about the same things. I'm one, too, and I want to discuss just two other things as well. Here's the thing. What do you think if what's the future looking like if Sean Payton and Breeze go all the way and win the whole Super Bowl 1-2?
I don't think either one of them are quitting. Like all this talk about them winning and then quitting. You guys need to win a big game, okay? And stop with all this win the Super Bowl stuff. You've won it before, I won't deny it, but lately it's been a train wreck, right? Every year in a postseason, it's been a train wreck. So you guys gifting them the Super Bowl is insanity. I mean, I'm telling you, they're going to have their hands full in Lambeau Field. That is not a fun place to play in January. I don't care what anybody says. I saw the Giants win there, but it's a rare day you go in there and win. And it's the same at Gillette. Now, those are hard places to play. But you know what? It's funny. Arrowhead, they say the same thing. But I've seen the Steelers go in there and kick their ass. So I've seen the Chiefs lose at home. So, you know, I know they have this advantage there, 80,000. It's crazy, but I've seen them lose there. But, you know, you're talking about Lambeau Field. I saw the Giants win there. I couldn't even believe it. I couldn't even believe when Eli beat them there. Couldn't even believe it. Because that's a hard place to play. So if the Saints are going to win that game, then they'll probably go to the Super Bowl.
Twice Eli did it.
Twice Eli did it.
Once against Favre, once against Rodgers.
So now look, I think that the trip to Santa Clara is not going to be fun either. That's a really good team and on both sides of the ball. They're well coached. They got a good quarterback, great offense, and great defense. The Niners could very well go to the Super Bowl. All these people gifting it to the Saints are you're asking for another heartbreak. You know, you guys think it's just going to be easy? Heartbreak City's right around the corner doing push-ups. And if they don't do it, I guarantee you they'll both be back to go for it again one last time. I don't think this is the last time. I'll be shocked. I will keel over if both of those guys retire. I just don't believe it. There's nothing wrong with Sean Payton. He can coach for 10 more years, right? Am I wrong? He's not even old.
I definitely wouldn't even... Definitely not him.
Definitely not him. I don't even believe Breeze is quitting.
If he won the Super Bowl, could I see him ride off into the sunset? Maybe.
Who?
Breeze. If Breeze won the Super Bowl,
maybe.
Could I see him walk off? Yes.
Maybe, yeah. I can see it. But the other guy, I don't see him stopping.
Kind of like Elway?
Yeah, maybe. I could see that. The other one I don't see happening. I really don't. So there you go. 855-212-4 CBS to get on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Don't forget the podcast of this very show comes out after this very show and tomorrow morning, another edition of this very show. All on Twitter at On the Bench CBS. Speaking of which, Mafia, can we get fans to click and follow us on the Bench CBS? And it's at On the Bench CBS and at Scott Pharrell. Follow us there. and at On Air Mafia and at Carver High CBS. And then don't forget about Carver High's Aisle Seat podcast, which he does. It's a hockey show. When is the next edition of the Aisle Seat podcast?
There's a very quick one going out overnight.
Tonight.
Tomorrow morning. Very quick. Obviously, the voice isn't 100%. And I've got a big event on Saturday night, so I have to...
You have to get healthy.
Yeah, I got Benoit Hogue, former Islander Benoit Hogue, doing a show with me Saturday night on Long Island. Of course, the same exact time that the Buffalo Bills will be playing the Houston Texans, so...
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So, wait, you're...
Yes.
Oh, wait. Stop. You're going to do a bar show live instead of watch the Bills?
Well, no, the Bills will be on, believe me.
At the bar.
Oh, they better. I've already talked to the guy.
So you're going to...
This was obviously set up in advance. That I
So do you think when you interview Benoit Hogue, you'll actually be watching the TV and not listening to a word he says?
I don't know. There's a good chance.
Potential. So that's this Saturday. What's the name of the bar?
Bobby McCann's out on Long Island.
All right. Bobby McCann's in Long Island, Saturday night at 7?
No, 5:30. I'm going to be done hopefully by 6:15, second half kickoff.
All right. You gonna stay there and watch the game and drink?
Oh, I have to now. Yeah. Isles Leafs on Saturday night.
Isles Leafs on Saturday night. And when is that game?
Saturday at 7 o'clock. That's what we're doing the show before the Islanders and Leafs.
Before the game. So you're gonna have the hockey game and the football game going at the bar.
Yeah, but there's only one game I'm gonna care about.
All right. So that's all happening this Saturday at Bobby McCann's in Long Island. If you live out in Long Island, Strong Island, playa, go check out Carver High. I think that covers it, right? All right. So Jay Gruden is looking for a head coaching opportunity.
Imagine hiring that guy.
Can't he just get a job with his brother, for Christ's sakes? Can't his brother fire somebody and give his brother the job? Does he not like him that much? There's got to be something going on there, a family brew or something. Here we go. I love this. Some of these stories. Here's one. Chris Ballard says the jury's still out on Jacoby Brissett. Gee, you think? Colts don't want Eric Ebron back. Is that because he's always injured? Anyway, he's done with Ebron and doesn't even want to talk to him anymore. He was less productive in year two in Indy than he had been in year one. So I guess that's the end of that. NFL TV viewership rose 5% in 2019, up 5% compared with 2018. The average is 16.4 million viewers per game nationally. All four of the partners, NBC, CBS, Fox, and ESPN, had averaged more viewers in 2019 than in 2018. Did you ever expect anything less than the NFL or NHL or NBA than to spin their numbers to make it look how terrific things are going?
No,
for their
nobody's
going to
put out a press release saying, by the way, our numbers are down 5, 10, 15,
only
20%.
NASCAR has that problem.
Yeah, they don't put them out themselves.
Former Bengals coach Sam Wyche has died at 74. He's not getting the type of exposure David Stern got from his passing. They're still talking about David Stern 30 hours later. I just saw the Grant Hill interview 7 times. Tonight, 24 hours later, like, I feel horrible that David Stern died, but that guy's getting, like, presidential treatment. Is he not? Is he not getting the treatment of a president dying or the Pope? Honestly.
Well, on NBA TV, I guess.
Come on. Forget about NBA TV. It was on every channel today. It was on Good Morning America. I'm telling you, it was on every single, it was on network news. It was everywhere. It was everywhere. It was as if the Pope had died. Honestly, I'm not even kidding you. That guy got a hell of a send-off, I got to tell you. Sam Wyche got nothing. Don Larson got nothing. So Sam Wyche ended up being the third guy? We had three in a row in 2 days. What a way to go down. David Stern, Don Larson, and Sam Wyche. I actually liked Sam Wyche. I knew him.
Like I said last night.
I knew him.
People die every day. It happens.
People die every day. I had double deaths this year. I buried two fathers, mine and my wife's, in 5 months. So don't tell me. Jesus, I went to so many funerals. I thought I was going to hear taps in my sleep. Luka and Giannis have the early lead in the All-Star voting. I think it's in Chicago this year, the All-Star game. Is that about right? I saw some picture of like a skyline. It looked like Chicago to me.
I couldn't even tell you where.
Here's what I think of the NBA and NHL All-Star games. I just want to be just real quick. I can do this. It was a little trailer right there at the end. Sorry. Huh? It is in Chicago. Clippers eyeing the Sun center Aaron Baines, allegedly, in a massive deal. We'll see if that comes to fruition.
Massive deal.
Massive. Steve Kerr wants the NBA to get back to the point where players need to earn fouls. I think the NBA referees are communists. I just wanted to say that. Jimmy Butler ends his Jordan deal, becomes a sneaker free agent. Now we're talking about a player's sneaker news. I will say this. I have more basketball shoes than anyone that works here. Mafia, is that true? I mean, I'm not going to say anyone in the world because there's people with more sneakers than me.
Oh, there's people that are insane sneakerheads. But yes, you probably, very likely, as far as I know, have more sneakers than everyone else here.
I gave away another pair of my sneakers this past weekend to one of our friends that plays on our team.
Like Santa Claus.
He had like a sneaker problem. His sneaker blew out. And I came to the rescue. And then once I gave him this nice pair of Zooms, I said, listen, bro, just keep them. Because I don't really want to get back some guy's stank-ass foot juice.
No, I just want to give yours away.
Listen, I barely wore them. Do you remember those ones with the rainbow bottoms, like the pink bottoms and yellow bottoms, those badass ones with the
yes,
high sleeve?
I
used to wear them here to work. I gave those away. Tortorella fined $20,000 for his abusive language. That guy needs a trip to the Caribbean and a bag of weed and some cocaine. Something. Just keep him away from people. You know what I mean? He shouldn't be near reporters. Have you ever seen anyone blame the media more than that guy or the refs? He just blames everyone for his problems. He is an angry man. That guy's angry. But that's people get mad because I have a temper, right? So I could be his best friend. Maybe he should spend more time around me. The Wild will host the Winter Classic at Target Field next year. And it's very exciting. Huberto leads 3 stars of the month for December. People don't even know who that is. Some guy named Huberto. I think most people thought that was a new snowblower.
Sounds like a bread company.
I got the Huberto over at Home Depot. It's got 42 inches wide. I'll tell you what, it'll cut through anything, including dog stick, like them tree branches that fall off your trees and the dogs chew on them. Tristan Jerry and the bread fan, Mr. Panarin, also made the top 3 stars. The Braves, Twins, and Nationals, 4-year offers for Josh Donaldson, all over $100 zillion. We'll come back and talk about a couple other things, including your boy Domingo Germán, who has been suspended 81 games, minus what he's already done, 63 games. That's nothing at the end of the day for throwing women around. When you think about it, they're going to get him back at some point, right? 63 games, that's not even half the season. So
coming back by the All-Star, well before the All-Star break. You got to remember, he also missed like the last month in the playoffs.
So what? It's going to be.
Done a lot of his, you know, served a lot of his suspension already.
Didn't they get Gerrit Cole at Germán by June? They're never going to lose a game. Can't wait. I know the Yankees are excited about the broadcast partners here at the network and the post-game shows and everything that go on. So what we'll try to do is get him right into the mix so the Yankees never lose a game. Got to have more Yankee talk here down at the headquarters here, whatever they call this place.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So Troy Polamalu, Reggie Wayne were named finalists for the Hall of Fame class. In their first year of eligibility, 5 other former NFL greats made their first appearances finalists. Leroy Butler, Torrey Holt, Sam Mills, Zach Thomas, and Bryant Young, if you remember with the Niners, were also named finalists for the first time. The other finalists, Steve Atwater, Tony Boselli, Isaac Bruce, Alan Faneca, Steve Hutchinson, Edgerrin James, John Lynch, and Richard Seymour. As many as 5 of the finalists will be chosen February 1st, the day before the Super Bowl, for the Hall's Class of 2020 by the Board of Selectors. The Class of 2020 will be introduced during the NFL Honors Show that evening. There you go. We talked about a little bit earlier tonight at the beginning of the show, Conor McGregor. He's at his best. He's living his best life, Carver High, getting ready for UFC 246 and his fight with Cowboy Cerrone in Las Vegas. The fight is about to go down here in about 15 days.
Can't wait.
Hopefully nothing will interfere with that fight.
I'm sure something will.
Something will happen, some kind of controversy. Cerrone has, is that his name? Donald Cerrone? He's fought five times since McGregor's last bout, including four times last year alone. Last year just ended the other day. But after
he
winning,
he does fight every other month, so it's
That guy's a battering ram. If you ask me, he's just absolutely like a piece of leather. I don't really, honestly, think he can handle McGregor, who's got to be as fresh as a daisy. He hasn't fought in so long. The guy, I don't care about ring rust either, Mafia. That guy's going to destroy him, I would think. What do I know though? Rising star Ryan Garcia will face Francisco Fonseca on February 14th. He's a boxer. Garcia will face the former two-time world title challenger Fonseca in a 12-round bout February 14th on at the Honda Center in Anaheim, Cali, a Golden Boy fight. Ryan Garcia is a good fighter. Did you see today Wayne Rooney started his new career in the Champions League, Carver High? He's now playing for Derby, right? What's the name of the team?
Derby County, yes. In the championship.
Derby County. He had I think he assisted on the game winner. He may have assisted on two goals, both of the goals. Christian Pulisic, since joining Chelsea, 23 games, 6 goals, 6 assists. Not bad, right? One of the games he had a hat trick. Is he unhappy in Chelsea, or does he like it? Playing for Lampard.
He's getting paid enough to not be unhappy.
Right. Chelsea records a $128 million loss for the year. How about that? I guess that's what happens when you buy a player like Pulisic, right? And then how about this one? Brighton hove Albion and Chelsea played the other day. 3 arrests for racist homophobic abuse. So 2 home supporters were ejected, 1 for racist abuse of Chelsea players and 1 for homophobic abuse aimed at a Chelsea supporter. It added that 1 visiting supporter was also ejected by the club stewards for homophobic abuse aimed at home supporters. All 3 were arrested by Sussex police outside the stadium and now face prosecution and death by hanging. Another horse dies at Santa Anita Park. When will it end? Can you even believe this? Do you remember in 2019 how many horses died at Santa Anita? Now they've already lost another one.
It really is ridiculous at this point.
What is going on out there? California, Southern California. I used to go to Santa Anita Park a lot. To bet on the horses. I like going to Santa Anita and Hollywood Park and Del Mar. And I just love it there in Southern California. Great, great racetracks. Michael in South Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scott Farrell. How you doing, man?
Hey, Mike. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Hey, Scott Farrell. Big game on Sunday in a wild card. I was going to ask you, can the Seahawks win on the road in Philadelphia?
It seems like they own the Eagles. Every time they play them, they end up beating them, but that could change, obviously. Carson Wentz in his first playoff game here, because you remember their Super Bowl run was recorded by Foles and not Wentz, so I guess this is Wentz's first chance to shine. I'll say this, I think, and I think these guys would agree with me, Wentz has carried the Eagles on his back the last 6 weeks. And I think he's been fantastic. And I think they're banged up and all beat up and injured and everything else. And I don't even think they're that good of a football team, the Eagles, to be honest with you. But this guy just keeps coming through in the clutch for him. So he's actually really been worth his weight in gold. But I, for some reason, I do not believe in a big game. This is just me. I think Russell Wilson's a better quarterback in a big game. That guy goes to Super Bowls. He should have won 2 Super Bowls back-to-back. If not for a bad call to not run the ball with Lynch at the 1-yard line, they would have beat the Patriots, and they would have won 2 straight. You know, should have, could have, would have. But let's face it, he was the hottest ticket in the NFL then, and he still is very impressive in, you know, week-to-week. And this season he's been incredible on a team, if you ask me, with, again, limited resources. He's winning with nothing around him, isn't he? I mean, let's face facts. What does he got? One receiver he throws to? So here's the deal. I just think he's a better quarterback in big games. He's dangerous. I think the key to the game will be the Eagles trying to stop Russell Wilson more so than the Seahawks trying to stop Carson Wentz. I think that'll be the game. I think that's the game in itself. Both of those quarterbacks are going to be chased around, and how will they perform under those trying circumstances of pressure of, people – you know, chasing them around, because there's going to be they're going to have to leave the pocket and make some plays, right? Because that's all there is to it. I think both teams are very banged up going into the game, and I think it's very high risk, frankly, to be honest with you, to bet on either one of them. I don't think you can trust your bet. You know, if you go into the game thinking Seattle's got this in the bag, I think you'll probably get burned. And if you think that Philly's got this a walk in the park and it's theirs because they're playing at home, also I think you'll get burned. You know what I mean? I just don't think it's a real coin toss type game. I don't flip a coin. You have no. I don't think there's any decisive way to determine who's going to win the football game. Dre and Cali.
It's been a while for Al. Shake a do.
Oh, shake a do.
Yo, Scotty.
What up, Dre?
Hey, my man, I really don't see Philly beating Seattle. Seattle looks good. I hate Mr. Wilson, but I got to respect him. That man, no, he reminds me of a modern-day Fran Tarkenton, except better. He's got a Super Bowl ring, and he knows what to do.
Right.
As a Niner fan, I should be want to see Philly, but I want to beat the better team. Seattle's put us through the test. I have a feeling from a week from this Saturday – at Levi Stadium, my Niners are going to be seeing that Seattle team, and it's going to be one heck of a game. It's going to be like your Pittsburgh Steelers when they play the Ravens, a black and blue game, so to speak.
Yeah, I have no problem with that, Carver High.
Yeah, look, I think that's the one thing that, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing Seattle win on Sunday is those two Niner-Seahawk games have been, well, they were both excellent this year. Having a round three next week, divisional round, that would be a lot of fun.
That's like Stipe Miocic Cormier 3. What do you think, Mafia 2020?
That would be like that, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think I'm much more likely to see Seahawks and 49ers.
All right. Mike and Indy, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell.
Hey.
Hey, big fan, man. Love the show.
Thanks.
Get my point. Hey, if you were Jim Irsay or Chris Ballard, what would you do at the quarterback spot the offseason here? Would you stick with Brissett or sign one of the free agents that might be available, like the best available might be like Newton or Bridgewater, maybe Winston? Or would you draft somebody? But 13, they're going to be drafting too low to get anybody good, won't they?
Yeah, I mean, they could trade up, obviously. I would change quarterbacks. I would definitely change quarterbacks. You already saw the best of Jacoby Brissett, I think, with the Pats, and I thought his performance with the Colts was average at best. I mean, average at best, frankly. And I think that I think money talks. You can get a better quarterback. If I were them, I'd go after Cam Newton. I mean,
Cam's the most intriguing for sure.
Well, if the Panthers don't want him, I'd pounce all over that guy because if he gets over those surgeries and everything, and he's still young, I think that guy's dangerous. And I would not go near Jameis Winston. He's a turnover machine. I think Jameis is a good guy. I just think he's stupid. I mean, I really do. I think he throws stupid passes, and it's because he doesn't play smart. Fair enough. I think he's got a great arm. He slings it, throws 5,000 yards, 30 TDs, but 30 picks. I mean, that's just flat out embarrassing.
And I think that the Cam Newton stuff is now kind of on hold. You know, they're going to have a whole new, you know, regime coming in, new coach, maybe the new coach. Who they're interviewing? Maybe he wants to work.
Maybe
with
he's
Cam
smart
Newton.
Enough to.
Maybe he wants Cam Newton at his quarterback. So I think that we got to hold off on the Cam Newton stuff now, being out of Carolina.
Yeah.
Until we know who the coach is.
I wouldn't get rid of that guy, but if the Colts were smart, they'd go get him. Who else did he say? It was
drafting somebody.
Drafting. I don't. Yeah, they'd have to trade up, and I don't even. You know, I don't know. If I were them, I wouldn't mind drafting I think he'll be gone, but Justin Herbert, if they could trade up and get a guy like that.
Yeah, I don't know if
the Bengals are going to take Burrow, but who knows? Look, we'll see. But they obviously, I don't think Brissett's toast, and I think they said Ebron's gone. The whole team, what a disaster they were at the end, right? Were they winning in the last game and then got whacked in the second half by the Jags? Weren't they up? They were up at the half and got just absolutely destroyed in the second half. Don't forget the podcast of the show comes out after the show and tomorrow morning as well. I just wanted to see. Clippers ended up winning that game over the Pistons, 126-112. Hornets by 3 over the Cavs. Nuggets held off the Pacers in Indy. That was a good game until the Nuggets ran away with it late. Heat won over the Raptors. T-Wolves beat the Warriors. Jazz won in Chicago. Mavs came back to beat the Nets. Thunder, I took them on the road in San Antonio. They had lost like 9 straight there. They beat them this time, though, by 6. And then Kings over the Grizzlies in maybe one of the games of the night by 5. Tomorrow night, 6 NBA games, 2 NHL games, some crappy college basketball games, tons of wild card hype. We're live at 10 East on a pain-free Friday for Carver High and Mavi. I'm Pharrell. Good night.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.